Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, who is our delightful guest this week?
Well, she's a comedian, actor, host of Nailed It on Netflix, and so many podcasts, including Why Won't You Date Me, Best Friends, 90 Day Bay, Newcomers, Star Wars, and Drag Her. It's Nicole Byer.
Yay.
Thank you. How you doing, Nicole? You surviving, thriving?
Sure. You know.
That's good enough.
Yeah, what I've been saying is I'm a person who likes to be around people. I feel like Ariel and the Little Mermaid, where like she just wanted to be where the people were, but Corona, King Triton wouldn't let her.
Mm-hmm. Right. So who's your Ursula in this like Zoom conference calls? They'll take away your privacy, but you get a voice.
I honestly think Ursula in this analogy is Donald Trump being like, inject yourselves with chemicals and you can go outside and be near the people.
Donald Trump wishes he was Ursula.
Yeah,
that is a queen. I was once on the Little Mermaid ride at Disneyland and it stuck. We were stopped for like 5 minutes in front of the giant Ursula animatronic. And honestly, it was perfect. It was like, this is great. I could stare at this thing for 5 minutes. She's just on a loop of singing Poor Unfortunate Souls.
I've only been to Disney World Land twice and it was bad.
What happened?
Well, once I was too young, I was maybe like 4 or 5, and I was like, these big fucking animals aren't magical to me. Just because they walking around upright wearing clothes does not mean they are my friends.
Sure.
And then I was like, also, water here is expensive. And I think I was just parroting what my dad was saying, but I was like, I honestly can't believe it either, you know? And then I was like, I guess in middle school when we went again, and I was like, who the fuck is this for? It's not for me. It's fucking hot. I gotta be near all these ugly families. I gotta stay home, you know?
It is a hotbed of ugly families. That is true.
Is. The ugliest of families leave their homes because they saved for a whole year to go have fun and show off their ugly children. It's not for me.
It's not for you. That's okay.
Okay.
It's for me. I'll take an edible and walk around Fantasyland. Have a great time.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. I'm not doing edibles.
Yeah, it helps that's take the edge problem. Off.
Yeah, yeah. You don't mind the uggos so much when you're on edibles.
Oh, okay.
I've seen worse uggos in Las Vegas, where people, like, ugly people wearing the nicest clothes walking through pornography.
Yes. And then they're very drunk and they want to talk to you. And I'm like, never in my life have I wanted to speak to someone who looks like you.
We are only used to dealing with the gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of gorgeous, are you a fan of we're doing musicals all this month. Are you a fan of the movie musical or Broadway musical?
I love a Broadway musical. My God. Mm. There is nothing like, and honestly, like touring companies, they're just doing their best, but there is nothing like seeing it on Broadway.
Yeah.
My God, a beautiful Broadway musical is everything. I went to college in New York, so we would get like discounted theater tickets, or we would do TKTS, and I saw so many great plays, musicals, and a lot of some bad ones too. I love a musical.
Even the bad one, I went and saw like American Psycho, and it got like terrible reviews, the musical. But I was like halfway through, like, I'm like, this is great. These singers are amazing.
One of my favorite musicals is Taboo, which nobody likes.
That's the Boy George one.
Isn't it good? It should have won best score.
Yes. The music to that musical is gorgeous. The book had some issues, but most musicals do. But it was really, really great.
Yeah.
Is it like a Culture Club, like jukebox musical?
It's mostly original. They do a snippet of like Karma Chameleon, but just as like, oh, now he's famous. But they don't try to make it like a song
about
that like he's singing to a chameleon.
It's about the rise and fall of Lee Bowery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's more
and
about
Rosie O'Donnell produced it.
Yeah, nobody wanted it. Nobody, not one person except for me. I loved it.
Rosie, we can only get behind her couche love, her love of
cutie patooties.
Yeah, this was the beginning of her people being like, oh, she can be a monster. This was like right after her talk show ended.
I used to say Oprah was who we wanted to be, and Rosie is who we are. That was my
Sure. Yes. Okay. Yes. Sure, yes. Yeah, I'm there for it. I'm there for it.
You are not there for it. I'm here alone.
I'm right here on Zoom for it. Wow. I'm zooming for it.
Yeah.
Who's zooming who? Well, speaking of Zooms, no. Nicole, you brought in 2019's Cats.
Yeah.
Tell us about Cats, John.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about Cats.
Sure. Cats, well, it's a movie musical based on the stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which was based on a poetry collection of T.S. Eliot's, and it tells the story of a tribe of cats called the Jellicles who must decide every year which one of them will ascend to the Heaviside Lair and come back to a new Jellicle life. It was directed by Tom Hooper from a screenplay by Lee Hall and Tom Hooper. It features James Corden, Judi Dench, Jason Derulo, Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson, Ian McKellen, Taylor Swift, Rebel Wilson, and introducing Francesca Hayward. It was released on December 20th by Universal Pictures. It grossed $76 million on a budget that was over $100 million, and it's considered one of the worst films of all times. All the times.
Nicole, we asked you to pick a musical. Yeah, why Cats?
I picked Cats because I genuinely think it is one of the best movies of 2019, like musical, non-musical. It is one of the best fucking movies. It's got something for everybody. If you love, you know, magical, beautiful voices, we got you. If you like weird CGI'd heads on weird animal bodies walking upright, we got you.
Who doesn't?
If you want Jason Derulo kind of like fucking you with his eyes as he slithers around like a cat, it's got you.
We
there
got you.
I love it. Like, there's this loose story, but every song in this movie and in the like original stage play is just introducing new cats. That's all it is. I love it.
Have you seen it on stage before the movie?
Yes.
So you were familiar with it?
Yes. I saw it years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago when I was very, very young. And I only remembered, I knew that like one cat was trying to get to the Heaviside Lair. And in my memory, it wasn't a hot air balloon that this cat goes up into.
Your memory is correct.
Like a trash can lid?
It's a tire.
Oh, a tire.
Yeah, she ascends to the Heaviside Lair on a tire. Yes, that's what happens.
That makes even less sense than what was in my
brain.
Trash
can lid? Sure.
Because at least with a trash can lid, someone's picking it up and taking her to the Heaviside Lair. A tire ascending into the heavens? No. I love it.
Mm-hmm. So you saw it in the theaters then?
Oh, no. Nobody would go with me.
Rude.
And then I was dating this boy who was like, maybe we should do edibles and go see it. But then it was already out of the theaters. So then I waited for it to get on demand. I think it was like the first week of quarantine. And I watched it stone cold sober, and I fucking loved it.
That's great. John, what's your background with cats?
Well, I, as a young little budding homosexual, was obsessed with it as a little kid. So, and then when I moved to New York, I had a bunch of friends.
Wait, you're gay?
Sorry. Do we need to end the pod? I know you have a very complicated history with gay men.
Yes, I can't talk to a gay. No. Yeah.
So I saw it on Broadway several times because I also like had friends who were in the cast, and so they told me all the fun subtext that exists in the stage version of Cats. So I'm excited to pepper that in for all of you today.
What is the subtext?
Yes. What? Well, just like, give us the juice,
different relationships. Well, technically, okay. So technically, Cats, the stage play. I don't think this is true of the movie, but it begins with a rape. So it starts, as you may or may not recall, there's just like some weird lights going across the stage, and it's dark, and what's happening, and one cat just runs across the stage and freaks out. And that is, I believe, Demeter, uh-huh. And apparently she's just been raped by McCavity, and so she's freaking out. So that's how Cats starts, with a cat
rape. McCavity is so much worse than we think.
He is the worst cat ever.
He's so bad.
He is really bad. And apparently, so John, Monk and Strap, the like narrator cat, he and Grisabella used to date.
Oh,
which sort of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the cats have like different like relationships and stuff like that. The movie, I think, is it is what you'd expect from what I thought was so funny. The reaction to Cats, the movie, people were like, "It's just about just singing Cats." It's like, yeah, it's been that since 1981. Where have you guys been?
Yeah.
This is all the Cats is. Like,
it never changed.
It never changed. I do think they made some mistakes in the movie by
what?
Like making it more, like trying to make more sense of it. Because the stage musical makes less sense,
yes,
really.
Correct.
Like it's just like they have all the stuff about like we've all come together for our big ball and then one of us is going to go to the Heaviside Lair. But in the play, you're not like in the movie, they made it so every cat is trying to get that, which you don't really get from the musical. Like, it's just like, oh, here's this cat now. Here's this cat now. Oh, yeah, some of the cats want to move on, but not really. Like, it doesn't make sense. That was one of the big mistakes is them trying to make it more real. Because ultimately, Cats, I think, is really just, like, a very good bit show.
Yes.
With, like, very thin plot. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun people coming out and doing fun numbers. And everything is supposed to be sort of like a different kind of number. And then that's it and it's over. And I think the movie tried to give it more plot and more story that
is the whole
that
thing
made it
with
more ridiculous.
McCavity like taking cats and like in a swirl of smoke. Was that added? Was that for the movie?
Yes. That's from the movie.
It reads that way.
In the musical, he kidnaps Deuteronomy.
Which one's then, Deuteronomy? I can't keep
it. He is Judy Dench. But Judy Dench initially.
Old Deuteronomy.
Yeah,
old Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
This was the first time it was played by a woman. Old Deuteronomy is traditionally played by a man.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave it to Judi Dench because Judi Dench was supposed to be the original Grisabella.
Oh, really?
Yes, in London. She was in rehearsals, and like the third or fourth day of rehearsals, she like tore her Achilles tendon so she couldn't do it.
Oh.
So then they got this woman, Elaine Page, who's a very famous British actress, musical theater actress, and she came in and she did it.
Wow. Oh.
So there you go.
Also, Rebel Wilson's part, I do not remember from the original musical.
It is. She is there. Jenny Annie Dots is there. But she doesn't have quite as much of a number. I mean, there are some tap dancing mice, but there's no cockroaches, I don't think.
Ugh, those
she
cockroaches were
any.
So upsetting, and I loved it.
That whole
My God, I was screaming at my TV. I said, how dare you show this to me? I loved it.
I had
So how about you, Mark? What
well,
is your history
I,
with Cats?
I knew the song Memory because my mom had a Barbara Streisand box set, and like so I heard that version. But I didn't I just knew of Cats, and I knew about it from Kimmy Schmidt, how you go up on stage, and they just said you go up on stage and say whatever is on your mind. That's how Cats is done. So I didn't know anything about it. So I went into the movie, and I saw the trailer, and like the trailer looked crazy, and then everyone was just like bashing it. And I saw it and I was like, this isn't the worst movie of 2019.
No,
that Six Underground, Michael Bay, Ryan Reynolds movie. Hobbs and Shaw is worse than Cats.
Shut up.
It
Hobbs
is
and
worse
Shaw
than
Cats. Is beautiful.
It is worse than Cats,
I
though.
Loved Hobbs and Shaw.
I don't
Shaw.
Know about that.
Cats is better than Hobbs and Shaw.
Sort of a,
you have seen a movie like Hobbs and Shaw before. You have never seen a movie like
you
Cats
are correct,
before.
But I'm just saying Cats and Hobbs and Shaw aren't even in the same conversation.
They're both CGI monstrosities. And they both have Idris Elba.
They do. That's true. And I gotta say, his McCavity was so salacious and so horny. It yes. looked like the man was fucking naked. And that is
Everyone
not the
is.
Original McCavity. McCavity, like, he usually has, like, he looks like a tiger.
Yeah.
And he's, oh. like, he's a, it's very, it's more, like, he's a show-off more in the play. And mm-hmm. that's what I missed. I was like, oh, my God, this naked black man in a top hat? I can't. I can, but, like, I can't, right. you know?
You have, but, yeah.
So I think, like, the singing and dancing is all, like, great, and, like, the songs are great. But the presentation is so weird, but so, like, mm-hmm. it's never boring. You're never bored. So, like, to me, a bad movie is a boring movie. This mm-hmm. is not a bad gotcha. Movie. This is, you are entertained. You never know what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. So I think sure. it's a great time at the movies. And it became, like, such, like, a punchline of, like the least funny people were making fun of Cats, I felt like.
sure.
It was like Cards Against Humanity. Like, it was just easy mm-hmm. to make fun of Cats. And I didn't think it earned all the derision.
I still don't know what Cards Against Humanity is.
You know, it's like apples That's to okay. apples, but like...
I still don't know what apples to apples is.
That's okay, because you know how to have conversations with adults and people who don't know how to do that.
You could do both.
Play those games.
Well, yeah. should we get into it, Nicole? As you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movie ever. So we have a very elaborate and Byzantine scoring system with over like 40 okay. categories that we're all going to individually score on 0 to 100, and then we take the average for each. And at the end of this, you will add a category, and it could become canon. We threw a lot at you. But
you truly did.
So let me go. This is our top five gayest movies, right? And this is the current standings. So number of, this is a percentage because it's out of percentage of total possible points. So that's okay. how we score these. So number five, with 69.17%, The Muppets Take Manhattan. Number okay. four, 71.84%, Interview with the Vampire. Number three, 76.52%, Funny Girl. Number two, 78.59%, Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born. Mm. And number one, Reigning Champ with a 79.51%, Grease 2. So can Cats beat Grease 2?
Is Cats gayer than Grease 2?
I don't know.
We'll
so our I first, don't know.
Our first category is homoeroticism. So on a scale of 0 to 100, how homoerotic is Cats?
0 to 100, homoerotic. I mean,
there's like... There's a lot of, I mean, it's people in bodies.
It's a very yes. horny movie, but like...
It's a
not
very
like,
horny movie, but I don't know if it's homoerotic.
Right,
in right. Yeah, it's not like where, male or female cats dancing yeah. on each other in a fun, sexy way.
But it does
way.
Feel like a group scene where, like, yeah, that thing
like
wouldn't be,
sex,
like, frowned
like
upon.
Like.
Yeah.
And I feel like the sexuality and horniness of Cats is a very personal journey where it's not, like, sure. shared with you on screen. It's however you're interpreting it with
it's how you.
You
take it home with you.
Sure. Yeah. So mm-hmm. since it lacks overt horniness, 0 to 100, I think I'm going to say 65% horny.
65.
Or homoerotic.
Okay, homoerotic. Oh, it's 100 horny.
Yes.
Yeah, there's not a lot, but I mean, like, Jason, you know, that I heard they had to, like, CGI Jason Derulo's package to make it less intimidating. That's one of the rumors
well,
around.
Well, I know for a fact he's got a oh. huge hog.
Yes. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, not me personally.
I thought this movie was Cats, not hogs.
Also, to clarify, I didn't fuck Jason Derulo. We went to the same acting school.
Oh.
So
oh.
I know some...
You had that exercise where you had to show your hog off.
Yes. One of those follow the followers where you're like, ooga booga, ooga booga, and then everyone takes their dicks out.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Great.
All right. Well, given that, for homoeroticism, I think I'll go... I'm going to go 60 because it's not very, like, gay. Like, mm-hmm. not very sex gay. That's a word. It's gay.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't very homoerotic, but it does have, like, the feel, like, the energy of, like, what I imagine, like, Olympic villages where, like, mm-hmm. the athletes are all together. Yeah. Like, everyone's, yes! like, amazing, in amazing shape. Everyone's, uh-huh. like, the top oh, yeah. of their game. And we're all making cats. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's not, but the movie isn't explicitly, like, homoerotic. So, I'll give it a 40. Giving an average okay. of 55.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. Our next category, actual gay characters.
Okay. I think I think we can say Gus the theater cat is probably gay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And not just
gay,
Ian
gay.
Kellen, Ian McKellen's performance. I think he is sort of canon gay.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
The thing that's the hardest part about rating this is like they fucked up their costumes so hard. Like the actual stage production of it, the costumes were flawless. They were perfect. I don't know why they changed them. And then you would see a lot more closeted cats who just don't talk about their sexuality. But since we're talking about the movie, it's just like the theater cat who would probably be gay. And honestly, I think James Corden's cat. What's that cat's name?
Bustopher Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I think he gay too.
He's pretty much like
a
dandy.
Yeah, he's a fancy cat. He's a dandy.
Yeah.
Who just likes to eat too much.
Wait, is Skim Shambles, is that the theater cat?
Skimble Shanks is... Gus is the theater cat. Skimble Shanks is the railway cat.
Mm. You're very well versed in cats.
Thank you.
I fucking love this. I guess I'll
Skimble
say,
Shanks
like...
is interesting. I wonder if he's gay.
His styling was... I thought... Well, he also looked like a Nintendo character with, like, the red overalls.
He could have been in Mario thing.
Mm-hmm. But also, Jason Derulo's cat, who is that? That was Rum Tum Tugger.
What is he
tugging? Yeah, he's gay.
What's he tugging?
He's gay.
Well, he was always with women. He's supposed...
Who's around more women than a gay man?
Exactly.
Sure.
But
he is apparently based on Keith Richards, I think not Keith Richards. What's the lead singer? What's his name?
Mick Jagger?
Keith Richards.
Mick Jagger. Yes. He's supposed to be Mick Jagger.
I guess I'll say 30% because like no one, like there's truly two overtly gay characters.
Yeah. So what are you going to say? 20? Did you say
30?
30. Sorry.
Don't
30.
Bring it
I
lower.
I got it.
Come on.
I'll go 30 as well. That seems like a good number.
There's only those two, so I'm going to say 25.
Okay.
All right. So next category, on a scale of 0 to 100, camp factor. How campy is cat? How would you
100.
Define camp? I would love to hear
100%
how you 100%.
It's so campy.
Yes. It's something about this that's like looking ridiculous, but nailing it and like being so committed to it. Like that is kind of like the essence of drag too. And you know, like you look insane, but you're totally committed to the performance.
I also got an inside scoop that everyone had to go to cat school.
Yeah.
Where a woman, I was on, not to brag, I was on Kelly Clarkson's talk show with Jason Derulo.
Okay.
And Jason Derulo was like, we all went to cat school, and I couldn't help myself. I just started laughing. I was like, you can't say we all went to cat school like we understand what cat school is. And then he couldn't stop laughing because I think he heard himself. Like, he finally heard it out loud.
Right.
And then he pranced around on all fours or prowled like a cat. It was literally one of the wildest moments of my life because all of the women in the audience were like, ah! Like they were so horny for it.
Sure.
But this is 100% camp. 100.
100. Got it.
Yeah, it's pretty goddamn campy. Especially since like you have Grisabella, who's like this old faded cat who like it's insinuated she became a sex worker and that's why like everyone hates her.
Yeah,
and
why are they so mean to Grisabella?
They're so mean
to
Grisabella.
It's weird they're so mean to her.
It's so wild.
And it's like, honestly, Jennifer Hudson, this is, dare I say, her best performance in her career, I think. And some would say... Because she was nominated for an Oscar for Dreamgirls. Or maybe she won the Oscar.
She
didn't deserve
Oscar.
It. Okay,
no,
this performance is better than that one.
Okay, she
played Grisabella like a sex worker who is down on her luck, who may or may not have been on drugs. Like, and I got all of that from it. And I felt for her. I was so sad for her. So when she finally sings the memory reprise, you're just like, yes, you do get to go to the Heaviside layer. It was, I have never gushed over Jennifer Hudson before, but I genuinely
she's amazing.
This was incredible.
She's like the only character you like emotionally resonate with, like you only care about.
Well, because everyone else is just like an introduction, but Grisabella, you get
she
a
wants
little bit
something.
Of, yes, she has wants.
She has something she's going after. Everyone else is like, look at me, I'm a railway cat.
John, what are you going to do for camp?
Yeah, I gotta go 100 on this as well. It's
100. Absurd. All right, I have a list of campy things I noticed in Camp Factor. It's a little long, so I tried to edit. All right, so going to a lot of trouble to get rid of a cat, slinking, an entire movie where everyone looks ridiculous, dancing in the moonlight of a graveyard, Rebel Wilson and James Corden together, the mice children, a bunch of cats being mean to Jennifer Hudson hissing, oversized food, your cat catching on the drapes when you're trying to escape a dog, Idris Elba teleporting away with a meow, taking over an abandoned theater, with withered leaves literally collecting at your feet. Every actor being upstaged by their ears. An audience of cats meowing. Taylor Swift's British accent. A magician getting more confident during their act. One person hitting a high note during a group number. Telling Jennifer Hudson to sing. A beautiful ghost reprise, celebrating after the Jellicle Ball feels like a cast party. Judi Dench breaking the fourth wall to tell the audience to treat a cat well. Song ending with drums going dum 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 dum, and finally exiting the room in a crystal chandelier in a hot air balloon. So I gotta give this 100.
Yeah,
yeah. Honestly, yeah.
There's literally nothing grounded in this movie.
No, and I honestly feel like you could do a 10-minute stand-up routine just talking about that. Like, I think it's so funny to dissect cats because it's so crazy, but in a way we are not, like, hating on it.
No.
Because that's no one's take on it. So, Mark Rennie, I think when quarantine ends, you better hop on a stage.
Got a hot 10 minutes.
I got 10 minutes on the things I've noticed in cats. I think cats is delightful. Great, I'll set it. Okay, next category, over-the-top wardrobe on a scale of 0 to 100.
Over-the-top wardrobe, I mean, they could have gone so much further, and it bums me out that they didn't, but some of it was, like, pretty cool.
Well, the fact that some of the cats are wearing jackets
and coats, that feels over-the-top.
And why
it does,
is unnecessary?
Like, Judi Dench is literally a furry cat wearing a fur coat.
Where did she get that?
Okay.
And then some of the cats are wearing, there's those two that wear like Converse, but they're only on their lower feet. Just like, what are the rules? I mean, it's not a movie where you're meant to think
there
about the rules.
There are no rules.
Right. It's like watching a Looney Tunes cartoon going like, this doesn't make sense. Like, well, that's not the point.
Where'd they get that wig?
I mean, I'm going to give it, I'm truly looking at pictures of their costumes now.
I think this movie would also work if they just showed like the motion capture suits on the green screen and like didn't add any effects to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks just as ridiculous.
I'm going to say,
well, I think it would have been better. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you can say it. You can go.
I was going to say, I think it would have been better if they tried to do more practical stuff because all the CGI was sort of just like hard to look at.
Yes.
And then like the scale changes from one
so
scene
much.
To the next.
They're smaller inside than they're bigger outside, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
but then
when
they were like tiny on the railroad track when they were tapped out on that.
Like when they're in the bedroom, you're like, this isn't, no, cats are bigger than this in a bedroom. Yeah. Right. These are teeny tiny little mini cats. Let's see. Their outfits were, I'm going to say 65%.
65 over the top.
70.
70.
No, 68%.
All right.
I'm going to go higher than that just because, like, yeah, it is too bad that they didn't do more practical stuff because I do think that, I don't know if, like, if they had just gone with the Broadway costumes, if it would have worked.
I think
as
it
well.
Would have.
Probably you have to do less, like go more minimal or something. But it's like, because it's in this
weird
in-between.
I guess the problem is that, like one of the fun things about seeing the show, the musical live, was that, like, you went into the theater and, like, the whole thing was like a junkyard. So you were, like, really, like, in it. So you felt like you were immersed in this world with these cats, which is not something that film can do. So, like, there's an innate theatricality to it that the movie just can't capture and did not capture. But I think based on the fact that like the cat, like, yes, they have to be dressed up like cats, but like the cats are wearing clothes. So for that, I'm going to give it a 75.
75.
You know, I wouldn't have hated it if instead of all of these CGI locations that they build to scale a junkyard. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think if they had done that, it would have been so much more interesting.
Huge pieces and just been in different parts of the junkyard.
Yeah. I think that they should have done that too.
Because right? We love an oversized prop. Oversized
yes.
ribs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What a treat that would have been.
Also, but I would rather look at Cats than the Lion King remake. Because I couldn't get through the Lion King. It's like there's nothing that, like, it's like, who cares? Like, but also, they're just as insane. They're equally crazy. That, you know, John Oliver is coming out of this photorealistic bird. That makes just as much sense as like Idris Elba in a fedora as a cat.
You're right.
I'm giving it a 55 because not enough. All right, next category. Okay. Drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch Cats and come away with a bunch of inspiration?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't, you're not a drag queen.
Yes, like Grisabella's whole arc. Like, you could do at least three numbers based on that.
Yes.
Also, Rum Tum Tugger, he's, I think, very draggy. This is drag.
This is total drag.
It's cat drag.
Look what the cat dragged in. There's a title right there.
There you go.
So what do you want to give
That's
this
the tagline for your drag cat show?
Queen inspiration.
I'm going to say 98. I think there's a lot in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go
99. I'll go 90. That's pretty good, right? Okay. All right, give an average of 95.67. That's higher than Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born, which only got a 94. And that had actual drag queens in it.
That actually had drag queens in it. That's true.
Well, A Star Is Born, I would find hard to pull. Because all I would pull from it is like Allie being embarrassed or like whatever, we don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's hard to have like a look from a Star Is Born that you're like, oh, that's from A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
One thing I have to go back, we didn't talk about over the top wardrobe, is when Rebel Wilson takes off her own skin.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's body horror. It's one of those disgusting things I've ever seen.
Sorry.
She does a lot of things on camera that I'm like, I wish I never saw that.
Yeah.
And you're just talking about Cats?
Just a guess.
Okay. Next category. On a scale of 0 to 100. How likely are you to recommend this to gay people?
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I volunteered to talk about this movie.
That's true.
I love this movie. Yeah. It's so much fun. Honestly, I might watch it again after we're done talking.
I was worried because I hadn't seen it. I saw it in the theaters and I hadn't seen it since then. And it like really held up. It was just
because
in some ways, like you're not as you're used. You know what you're getting going.
Yes.
Like I knew the effects. Right. Sometimes their faces look like they're floating on top of the body.
Oh, it's so wild. Yeah. I really wish I just wish people would leave CGI alone and use it to fill in the blanks of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the human hands were weird. Because sometimes it'd be like paw-like, and then sometimes it'd be like Judi Dench's ring finger. You can see the ring.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was just like, it was disconcerting. Yeah, I think we should just do more practical shit. Why not? We can do it. We're advanced. This is the fucking future.
Yeah. Why does Jurassic Park look better than every other movie still? Because they have real things, and they barely use CGI.
They have real dinosaurs.
They have real dinosaurs?
There's real dinosaurs.
They dug them up?
They shot them at the end of the movie. They killed them at the end.
It's a documentary, actually.
Oh! I've never seen Jurassic Park.
Really?
Oh, there's your next podcast.
There you go.
I've only seen the last 40 minutes of Jurassic World, wherever Bryce Dally Howie is running around in heels with Captain from space.
Chris Pratt?
Yes.
Yeah. Star-Lord?
Yes.
You've never seen Jurassic Park?
Mm-mm. I've never seen any movie that people love.
Oh, it's an interesting.
Well, that makes sense. You've seen Cats then.
Approach. No wonder you think this is such a good movie.
Yeah, but like classic movies I've never seen. Like I just watched Dick Tracy for the first time.
Oh yeah. Kind of boring.
What do you think? Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's a little flat at times. But they use a lot of practical makeup for those villains.
And they have a lot of primary colors. A
lot of primary colors.
Yeah.
Some would say too many.
I would say too many, yes.
John, how likely are you to recommend Cats to gay people?
It's pretty high. It does seem like something you want to see. But I definitely would be like, I would not recommend seeing it sober, but I'm going to go 80.
80. So you are more likely to recommend Funny Girl than Cats because you gave Funny Girl 100.
I think Funny Girl is like an iconic. Cats, well, I'll go higher for Cats. I'll go 90.
90.
But I've it also is like. Never seen it's Funny a good Girl. Bet.
You're missing nothing. I'm giving. I think Cats is a must see. Going with an open mind. And yeah, like it's not perfect, mm-hmm. but what is? Sure. It's a hoot. You've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never bored. Giving an average of 96.67, not too shabby.
Okay.
All right, the next category, the male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form? Like, how is the man, like, sexualized by the camera?
Oh, it's so horny for the men. Like I said, mm-hmm. Idris Elba literally looks like he is naked.
And thank God.
Yes, Idris Elba, oh my God, he's so sexy. Mm-hmm. I would say, and then like Jason Derulo, he's pretty rum tum tuggers, pretty sexy in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they're pretty horny for the men. I'm going to say 85%.
85.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'll go 85 as well.
You know what? I'm going to go 85 as well. We're in the hangover.
Ooh, look at us.
Okay.
Friends.
Here we go.
All right. Next category on a scale of 0 to 100, entrances with pizzazz. Well, that could be an alternate title for this movie. You could just call Cats Entrances with Pizzazz. That's the entire movie, or Entrances with Pizzazz.
Every number starts with an entrance with pizzazz. So I'm going to say 90.
The whole thing's
98%.
Starts with a cat being thrown into a junkyard in a bag.
Yes. Humans just being like, goodbye.
Why did
actually,
you just like, let
it
out of the house?
100%.
100.
I'm going to go 93.
Why not 100, John? I'm just curious.
Some of the, like, Grisabella sort of creeps in.
Oh, but it's good.
That's the nature of Grisabella, though.
It's good.
Sure. But is that pizzazz? She's just not a pizzazzy cat.
But it is pizzazz because she has studied women on the street having a hard time where, like, mm-hmm. they soft step as to not scare themselves and
sure.
others.
Okay, gotcha.
It's such.
I see.
This is the best acting of her career.
She's great. When you're singing so much, you have snot, and you're acting through the snot.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Her and that girl from Blair Witch. I'm going to give it 100 because I think these are pretty great entrances. It's just constant entrances. All right, next category, dramatic lighting.
See,
oh, there's a ton.
There is a ton, but again, it could have been done practically. It's like a lot of CGI,
fake
weird
lighting.
It's
like painted light almost.
But I did love the lighting when all of the cats are trying to convey to Judi Dench that they should go to the Heaviside Layer. I loved that lighting. I'm going to say, 88%.
88. Do we ever find out what the Heaviside Layer is? Like, why is it called
it's
the Heaviside Layer?
Heaven. These cats
it's
are
heaven.
Dying.
Oh. They're like
going
dyslexic.
To heaven to be reborn.
Mm-hmm. Nine lives.
To get back to a different Jellicle life.
Yes.
Is the Jellicle, like, this time I was like, I knew what I was able to pay attention to. Like, I was like, the Jellicle, like, okay. This gang of cats hanging around London, are they all, like, if you go to, like, Paris, are they call themselves something else? Maybe.
It's never explained.
Okay.
Jellicle is just sort of like a word that T.S. Eliot made up. It's sort of like a nonsense word.
You're saying there's words in cats that have been made up?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. News to me. John, what are you going to give it for dramatic lighting?
I will give it, I think it could be, I wish it was more, like the stage musical had more dramatic lighting to it.
Well.
So I'm going to go,
77. I'm going to go 85. I think it's all pretty, like, it looks, there is not all just like a wash flat white glowy.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of colored lighting and then the moonlight in the graveyard and the final end. You get the sense of night passing. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. Give an average of 83.33. All right. Next category, strident women. Well, there's all those lady cats who bully Grisabella.
Right. There's Grisabella herself. She's kind of strident.
Somebody got to explain what strident means.
It means like not going to take any guff. You know, like I'm here to set you straight.
Usually means like a very irritating, overbearing woman. But we tend to mean it as like an empowered woman.
An empowered woman.
Okay.
Like Taylor Swift, like talking about McCavity. Is she just the next Grisabella, though? Taylor Swift's cat? Because, like, she's his right-hand man. You know what I mean? Grisabella was. Is she going to be rejected, too, eventually?
That was added to the movie. That's not part of the stage version.
But I'm talking about the movie. I'm saying it seems like she's a Grisabella in waiting.
I guess so.
He's going to, like, kick her to the curb at some point. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
he's an exploiter of women.
Kind of done. I mean, he's left this movie on the top of a very tall building. I don't know how he's going to get down from that.
It's a cat's going to figure it out.
Wait, can we turn into a cloud of dust? Talk about how Taylor Swift was bad at singing, and her whole job is singing.
Her
it was really wild.
Is like British sometimes. They didn't teach sometimes that in cat school.
I guess not. It was really outstanding. What is God, the fucking like main character cat who gets dumped. What's her name?
Victoria.
Oh, yes, Victoria. Mm-hmm.
She just always looks shocked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, get a clue. You're with other fucking Jellicle cats. You know what's up. Nobody wants you. You an alley cat. What's happening?
Yeah.
But I think there was strong women.
I think also, what's her name? Rebel Wilson, Jenny Anidots. That's pretty strident.
Sure.
Yes.
Old Deuteronomy. She's not taking any guff.
Call her strident. She seems more like regal.
Regal.
Oh, okay.
So what do you want to give this for strident women?
I'm going to say 59%.
59.
Yeah, because there could have been more.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go 60.
I'll also go 60, give an average of 59.67. All right, next category, macabre. How macabre is cats?
Well, we have the aforementioned, what's her name, taking off her skin. That's pretty macabre. Mm.
That's pretty gross. Eating all those cockroaches in a funny little dance.
That's pretty macabre.
Mm-hmm.
I also wrote down Jason Derulo attempting a British accent. That's pretty macabre.
Isn't he British?
Is he?
I thought he was British.
Wait, who?
Jason Nicole? Derulo?
No, he's American. He's from Florida.
Well, I believe that was
he's
way
from,
off.
Like, Tampa.
Wow, I guess he fooled you.
He fooled me.
He's from Tampa.
Yeah, I think I don't.
The United Kingdom of America, Tampa.
The Jellicle Ball itself, like saying who's going to go, which one of us will go to heaven.
Yeah, people competing to go to heaven.
It has a very like Heaven's Gate kind of feel, like a
and
cult.
Then, what's his name's whole deal was just eating James Corden. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Truly, just so big.
Ian McKellen's, Gus's song of all about like time fading, like
oof,
you young
man, that
people.
Was rough.
Yeah.
Memory itself is pretty macabre.
I love memory.
It's great. Mm-hmm. When you go to that close up for Touch Me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 89.
There are a few movies more macabre than cats.
I'm going to go 80 for macabre. For
80. I'm going to go 70. Mm. I mean, the whole plot is about leaving this mortal plane, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
All right, next category. Wigs.
There wasn't.
Are there?
I mean, do we count CGI fur as wigs?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Zero.
I don't think it's wigs.
I think there had to be some wigs.
I don't
know.
They're
all wearing suits with like ping pong balls on them, probably. And like the cats.
I don't know. I think you got to give it some points for the CGI fur.
I wish just a cat wore a wig at some point in this movie.
20.
20.
I'm going to go 30.
Okay. I'm doing this with one hand. 23. I'm going to go 20 as well. I don't think there was enough. All right. Next category. Quips. How quippy is cats?
Cats is not quippy.
No.
No, but they did have what's her name say every cat pun they could think
Rebel,
of.
Oh no, look what the cat dragged in.
Yes. Yeah. For me it wasn't very quippy. I'm gonna say 20.
20. Did you get the sense that Rebel Wilson and James Corden like hated each other?
No.
I didn't get that sense so much as I got the sense that they thought they were the coolest kids on this set.
Correct.
Ah.
And I was like, I hate to tell you, but Jennifer Hudson is doing Oscar-worthy work here.
Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
John, what are you going to give
it? Yeah, I'll do 20 for quips as well.
I'm going to go 10. This movie is not very funny.
You're not going to be quoting cats?
I don't think I will. All right, next category, vibrato. Now, here we use vibrato to mean two different things. There's a literal vibrato.
So there's like the singing, and then there's also like an extra. Like if the movie like gives you something and but makes it extra that you love, that's sort of like a vibrato.
Okay. I mean, I think I'm going to do like 75% because I feel like the original Cats musical had more actual vibrato, like singing wise. Mm-hmm. There was just more talented singers in the yeah, musical sure. original uh-huh. cast version of this.
Right.
But also, I did like everything Idris Elba did was so extra. I think they also had like green contacts. He had like green glowing eyes at one point. And I was like, oh my God, how mid-2000s. It was extra.
Anytime the whole audience of cats would applaud and they go, meow, meow, like the meowing. Yeah. Was...
When they're like their tails would sort of like wave in unison.
But they never purr.
No. Jellicle cats don't purr.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that like
they don't have that muscle.
Oh, that's like a domesticated, like your basic mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah, it's a basic cat. It's not a Jellicle cat.
Excuse me.
Yeah, come on.
John, what are you going to give this for vibrato?
For vibrato, I'm going to go, I think, 85.
85. This movie's pretty much singing. The extra of like, this didn't need to happen mm-hmm. this way.
right.
I'll give it an 85 as well.
But imagine if Jellicle cats were real and you opened your door and a cat the size of you was just... staring at you, and you're like, oh no.
And then he walked inside and got much smaller. Right.
Yes.
This is a nightmare world. All right, next category, footwork. I mean, there's a lot of dancing. The dancing's pretty good in this, right?
The dancing, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much nonstop dancing.
Yeah, I'm going to say
98.
I'm going to go 100. It's pretty much all
100.
Dance.
I'm also going to go 100. But can we talk about very quickly that fight scene on the boat where they're like barely touching each other and like they're like flying the other way?
It's perfect.
It's so crazy. Like, why did they go, you're making a movie. You could do a real like fight scene and like, yeah. like, you know, action and make
and
it
you
exciting.
Could do something weird because they're cats. Yeah. And you could do something unique.
Watch Black Panther. Let's see what they do. All right. So now, Nicole, we're into the second round of scoring. Don't you worry.
Okay.
This is our wheel category. So these are going to be four random categories that have been created by previous guests that are now not canon, but in the wheel. Does any of this matter?
In the wheel.
Not at all.
Yes. It matters.
Okay,
it does.
Okay. So I'm going to spin the wheel. Mannequins is our first category.
Any mannequins in Cats?
No.
I didn't see any. I was looking.
I didn't see one mannequin.
I didn't see any mannequins.
I wasn't looking, but I do not recall a mannequin.
You weren't?
No.
So you're going to give it a...
No, they didn't like dance into a dress shop or anything, unfortunately.
Would have been great if the cats like snuck into like a costume shop and like one dressed as a pirate and one dressed as like a robot.
I would love it.
It would have to be a cat costume shop because otherwise they'd just be in big human. But I guess it's
cats,
so who
cares? They change sizes.
In a costume shop, they become big people.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
So what are you going to give it for mannequins, Nicole?
A zero.
Yeah, I'll have to go zero as well.
John, a rare zero in mannequins. Usually you just make something up. All right, wheel category two. Spin that wheel.
Did you give it a zero as well?
I did.
Shawls. Grisabella wore a shawl.
Yes. And Old Deuteronomy, I mean, was wearing a coat, but like could become a shawl. Same with Idris, Rum Tum Tugger. Yeah.
Are scarves shawls?
Scarves and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm going to say a scarf can be a shawl.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nicole.
87%.
I'm going to say
shawly.
87%.
35.
I'm going to go 35.
87%. It was chock full of
Well, I'm going to judge it on
things
that things were
that could have been
I'm
a shawl.
I'm going to give it a 30.
Shawl.
All right, wheel
things.
Category number three.
Okay. Memorial moments.
Memorial. Is there a moment where we think about poor dear Gregory who passed?
I mean, memory itself.
Yes.
Memory.
Gus's whole thing is just about all reliving his like past triumphs.
I mean, there's literally a dance in a graveyard.
I'm going to say 77%.
I'm
going to go...
84. Memory. Pretty great. Yeah. I'll give it 88.
All righty.
Give it an average of 83. And our final wheel category, spin that wheel.
Does it hold up?
Does it hold? So did Cats hold up from when it came out 6 months ago?
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. Yes, it holds up. It's a perfect movie. 100%.
100. John, does Cats hold up?
I don't feel
like... I
guess
in this case, it'd be like to the hype. You know what I mean? To like people saying it's the worst thing they've ever seen. Or like,
I mean, I don't think it's the worst thing ever. I think that was overblown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think like... But if you think about like Cats in the larger sense, like does it hold up from when it came out in the early 80s? Like does it have that
like
in
like
the early
80s show.
It did have this like big sort of like place in culture. Like it was a thing that like everyone knew about it.
Yeah.
It was a hot ticket for a while. It then did become a punchline.
Is it still playing on Broadway?
No,
they had a revival a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that revival has closed as well. But the original Broadway production ran
like
17 years.
Oh, 17.
And then in the West End, it ran for 21 years.
Yeah.
The original production.
Because I think it's like one of those things where you watch it and you're like, I don't really mind that the story doesn't make any sense. The songs are pretty. Everyone's pretty talented. And the costumes are fabulous.
Yeah. Like, West Side Story is pretty stupid, too. Like, gangs dancing with switchblades. This is equally
dumb.
They
don't dance with switchblades, Mark.
You know, but they're dancing as, like, a fight. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
That's equally stupid as Cats singing, talking about going to heaven.
I don't think
it's
that's
all
true,
stupid.
But okay.
We're just here to see the singing and the dancing.
I think part of the reason why Cats was so successful was because you could not speak English and see that show on Broadway and be like,
yes.
I'm entertained.
Like,
you know
I
what I mean?
It.
As opposed
this
to, like,
fun.
Oh, I'm not going to see the new David Mamet play and I don't understand English.
I only knew Andrew Lloyd Webber from Phantom of the Opera. Like, that was the only thing I had seen before.
Mm-hmm.
The,
okay.
like, live show. And I thought it was so boring because all the songs I thought were terrible and so slow. So watching this, I was like, oh, boy, what are these? But these songs are great. They're, like, so catchy and, like, instantly. I had Mr. Mistopheles stuck in my head all day today.
That gets in there. Yeah, that one.
So these songs are catchy. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, John.
It's okay.
So what are you going to give
it? It also has, like, a lot of, like, synth, like, very 80s synth in the orchestration, which is, like, sort of little I'm gonna give it an 80.
I'm gonna give it 100. I think it's a real time capsule, but in the best of ways. All right, Nicole, the time has come for you to add a category to the gay can. So what's like a prism we could use to look for other movies, like to judge how gay they are?
Oh boy, I don't want to disappoint.
You better not.
Was there a lot of leopard print?
Leopard print.
Okay.
I disappointed.
No.
Oh, boy.
So you're saying the more leopard print in a movie, the gayer it is.
I think
that tracks.
So.
Can we make it animal print?
Yes.
Animal print.
Yes.
There we go.
I mean, Lisa Rinna alone.
She's not in Cats.
I mean, she's constantly in a cat pattern. So what are you going to give Cats for animal print?
They're all animals! So 100, baby!
100.
I will smart. Also go 100 with animal
I think
friends.
You have to.
One must.
All right. Nicole, you thought we were done? We are now into the bonus round. So these are, now we're going to get score on a, this is a percentage bonus point.
Okay.
So they aren't, the movie isn't penalized for not scoring
right.
high.
So it's zero to five bonus. On this.
Zero to five,
and that's percent, and then we take the average of all three of ours again.
Okay.
So makeover montage. Is there a makeover montage? I don't think there is.
Yes. So Griselda comes. She's all like sad and crying and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, no, girl, sing better. And she's like, oh, okay. So that's a nice little makeover. Five.
Sure. A five.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say that is not a montage, but okay.
Oh, a montage is like a cuts of different scenes together. I stand by it. Five.
Okay. Fair enough.
Good, good. There's not really one, but someone does want to go to the Heaviside Lair, which is like you can get to be reborn, so that's like a makeover. I'll give it a one.
A 1.
A 1.
I got to give it a 0. There was not a makeover montage.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Give it an average of 2. All right. All right. Next category, bonus category, angry phone hangups.
They didn't have any.
Yeah, there was no phones,
one,
really.
I would have loved to seen a cat use a phone.
I got
to
say.
A big phone in this movie.
0.
0.
Yeah, I have to go 0 as well.
Were you guys also dying to know? Remember there, like, there's that scene where the dog's barking? Like, I really wanted to know what the dog was going to look like.
Oh, yeah. That's wild. Yeah. We never got to see the dog.
Never see a dog. Mm. All right. Next bonus category. Titular theme song. Well, there's no song that's like.
There's the cats. Song Jellicle Cats. Jellicle's song for Jellicle Cats.
Yeah.
Jellicle's song for Jellicle Cats. And it goes on
right,
for 8 minutes. And then just name a bunch of adjectives in front of Jellicle.
Yeah. So cats. 5. 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Gotta go 5 on this one too.
I think you gotta go 5.
You gotta go 5.
You gotta go 5. All right, next bonus category: fun fonts. There are a lot of fun fonts. Well, there's all those like
the marquees,
billboards,
they had a bunch of marquees and billboards. They had some fun fonts on those.
Yeah, and they had a milk shop, and I think there was a thing over 5.
5.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go 3. It's not very fonty, but there's some fun stuff.
Not fonty. That's like half the movie is billboards.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 5.
All right.
All right. Next category. Cheerworthy cameos.
Mm.
Is there any cameo you're like, huh?
I mean,
that
there's like reveals where you're like, ooh, you in this movie too?
sure.
But I think I got to say.
There's no like real cameo.
0.
0.
Yeah, I got to go 0 as well.
I'm going to give it a 1 for the Amblin logo at the beginning of the movie. Cuz like you don't, I hadn't seen it in years and you're like then you see it
and you
you're
stood
like,
up and you cheered. Huh. And that's how your cheers go, huh?
I'd given it a 1, not a 5.
Okay, fair, fair.
But 1 for like, oh,
it was the beginning
Steven
of
Spielberg
a
did this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next category. Pool trouble.
Pool trouble.
Any trouble
swimming
in a pool? Sure.
That's how it came. It came from the movie Gremlins. So there's not an actual pool in this, but they are like a pool of cats, and one of them has to get picked. They're all fighting to see who gets picked to go to the heavy side layer.
So,
so
5.
There's something to that.
5.
Big old 5.
The voting pool.
I'll,
John,
go
gonna...
I'll go 1. I'll go 1.
1.
There's some puddles
guys,
that had to dance
around.
Guys,
it's a whole pool.
I'm going to give it a 1.
Okay.
All right, next category. Sassy best friends. I mean, most of these cats are sassy best friends.
I would say, yeah, everyone's pretty sassy except for Homegirl, who just got there, and Grisbella, who's like really working through her own shit.
Depressed.
So,
she's got feline
They're
AIDS.
Not like really nice to her, though.
I'll say 4.
4.
I'm going to go 2.
2. I'm going to go 3.
Oh,
right in the middle.
So the average will be 3.
Very good, John.
Thank you. I went to college.
Did you now?
Next,
mm-hmm.
Next category. A bold lip.
I mean,
count whiskers.
Yeah, I would say whiskers and CGI faces, 3.
3.
I'm going to go 4.
I mean, I wish there was like, because all the lips kind of blend together because they all kind of look the same after a while.
Yeah.
So it's hard for any particular one to pop for me.
Well, they didn't like give them lips, really. Like a lot of times they just put whatever the regular skin makeup was over the lip.
Because
cats don't really have lips, so I get that.
What? All right. I gave it a 3. Next category. Witches. Well,
so like McCavity's a witch.
McCavity.
Yeah.
I mean, technically be a warlock rather than a witch. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's kind of witchy.
Well, she casts like a potion with the catnip.
The little catnip.
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of witches up in there. 5.
5. This and Hocus Pocus.
I love Hocus Pocus. My God, what a treat of a movie.
I'll go 4 on this one. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go 5 because you also have Mr. Mistopheles, who's, again, a magic man, not a woman. And then Old Deuteronomy does let someone go up to heaven. So, yeah, I'll go 5 on this one as well for witches.
I wonder why Old Deuteronomy just didn't pick herself.
I'm gonna go.
That would be rude.
Yeah.
Was that rude?
She's, you know, giving. What? It's my time. She's here for everybody.
That would
leave
be like
alone.
If RuPaul said the winner of Drag Race is
me.
Me.
But I mean,
I mean, honestly, I don't put it past her. She's fracking. All right, next category. On a scale of 0 to 5%, how Korean is Cats?
Oh. 3?
It's not very Korean.
I don't think it's very Korean. What are you basing that on?
I mean, I think Korean people would like it.
Sure.
A lot of the CGI was done in Korea.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh. I don't know where they do CGI.
Think Korean people would really like this movie. I
think that's true.
Sure. Yeah.
Great. John?
I'm going to have to go 0 on that one. I'm
0.
Okay, fair.
I'll give it a 0.5.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Nicole convinced me that Korean people would like it. All right, next category. Felt.
Felt.
How much felt is in this movie?
Honestly. Like
I mean, it's tough because it's so CGI, yeah. But McCavity's hat was definitely
McCavity's
felt.
Hat and that little jacket.
Mm-hmm. I miss it.
Or no, the magician.
Mistopheles.
One. Mistopheles, his hat and jacket look pretty filthy.
I'm going to say gotcha. 1.
1?
I'm going to go 1 as well.
Right?
Some of these, Nicole, you're so liberal in like pool trouble, but then when the actual tactile ones, you get real tough.
Well, you know, I just...
you know, I love it.
I don't know. This is just... I'm staying true to me.
I think you got to listen to your gut.
And listen to the heart. Yeah. Listen to my heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a 1 as well. All right, next category. Don't worry, we only have 5, 7
Four
more. I don't know. 4 more. All right. Gay actors playing gay roles.
Well, we said Gus was gay, and that's mm-hmm.
Ian McKellen.
So I got that mm-hmm. one.
That tap dancing guy, the redheaded guy. John, you should know about redheaded tap dancers.
I know all the redheaded tap dancers mm-hmm. who are gay or not. I don't know. I'll look that up. Talk about some other ones.
I think that was it, right? Well, Ian McKellen, I think that's pretty good. I mean, that's a lot of the heavy lifting here.
Yeah.
He so rarely gets to play gay. He's either a Magneto or a Gandalf.
Although Gandalf would have been gay. That's true.
Some sort of other.
Wow. Your words, John. Your words. So what do you want to give this for gay actors playing gay roles?
I mean, since there's 1.
1%?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
2.
John, what do
two.
You
mean?
2.
2.
2.
Noted. Well, I mean, the only role that we know is gay or that we're... Oh, that's not true. We think Buster Jones is gay and we think Skimbleshanks is.
But James Corden is not gay.
James Corden is not gay. I'm going to go 3.
3. I'll go 3 as well. Sure, why not? All right, next category. Themes of mothers.
Okay, so Old Deuteronomy is kind of
Old
like
Deuteronomy.
A mother
patch. Yeah.
And that song is like such like a, it's almost like a, hearing it this last time, it felt like almost like a patriotic song, like a song you would sing about like how much you love your country, but about a their mother almost.
What do you?
Listen.
What song
the
are you
Old Deuteronomy
about?
Song. It sounded
when she enters.
God Save the Queen almost mm-hmm. kind of thing. Yeah, her like entering
well
song.
Of all things.
It felt like a wartime
be.
Or something. I don't know.
It so feels it's like it a is waltz a tribute. Than a...
Listen, I'm just telling you how I felt in
but
the
that's
moment.
Fine.
Last
that's okay. we're just having a conversation. No one's yelling.
No one's yelling.
Not yet.
No one's yelling. I promise. No one's yelling.
So I think Old Deuteronomy is pretty much it, though, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We never
what
see
about Grisabella?
Kittens.
She's sort of like a... No.
She's a fallen woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1. No, I say 1. 2.
2.
No,
I'm
going to
go 2 as well.
3.
You going 3, Nicole? 3.
I'm holding strong at 2.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go 3 because I think Old Deuteronomy is pretty much... What all a better right. version, though, with Judi Dench in that role. All right, next category. You might do very well in this. A feels song. Is there a song in Cats that puts you in your feels?
Memory. My God. Memory is so beautiful. Although I do love Jennifer Hudson's version. Betty Buckley's version is
that's
just
the one.
Oh, my. It's like everything is right. And
yeah.
it's
she's
so
got pipes
good.
That are like steel girders.
Yes.
And it just like pierces ugh. Right through you.
So good.
She's,
Betty
I think
Buckley
the
was
one.
The mom and the stepmom
in
Eight
Is
Enough.
Yep, that is correct.
That's my entry.
What
in.
Is Eight Is mm-hmm. Enough?
That's like a 70s drama. Like,
It was this, it's show? Ridiculous because it was like a family that had 8 kids. None of them looked alike. Not a single one of those children looked like any one of the other ones, even though they're all supposed to be the same parents. Mm-hmm. The mom dies at the beginning of it, and so Betty Buckley is the stepmom.
Oh.
Also, the PE teacher in Carrie.
Yep. She also played the mother in Carrie the musical.
Oh. Mm. Yes, yes, yes.
That's what we're checking out.
Yes, now I know Betty Bucks.
She also played Mama Rose in the production of Gypsy I did many years ago.
You were in Gypsy?
I was.
On Broadway?
No, at the paper mill.
Yes, bitch. In New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
where?
Know.
Yeah, where? My friend used to work there. Anyway.
Milburn, New Jersey.
Yes, Milburn.
Shout out to the paper mill.
Man, shout out to the paper
John,
mill.
What are you going to give
for feel
a
song?
Feel song?
Oh, you got to go 5.
You got it. I'm giving it 5, too. The only problem with Jennifer Hudson's memory is that she's singing her guts out in the song, but like her ears are twitching. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's, you can't help but like, yeah. Look, whenever the ears twitch, you can't help but look
you're
at them and like,
there?
Let me just focus. You can't, ear animators, give it a rest. Like 3 minutes. All right, next category. This is our essentially last one in the bonus round. Mm-hmm. Gossip. How gossipy is Cats?
5. Everyone's talking
it's
about this
gossipy.
New cat that came to town.
Well, they're all talking about Rosabella, too. They're all
yes.
There's a whole song where they just like talk mm-hmm. about, oh, that one over there. Yeah.
And Taylor Swift talks about McCavity. Uh-huh. McCavity mm-hmm. does this. McCavity uh-huh. does that.
Mm-hmm.
Very gossipy.
The whole Jellicle Cat song, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. Do you do this?
Yeah. Are you one of us?
Yeah. No, you're the only cats that sling. So you're giving it a 5, mm-hmm. Nicole?
I'm going to go 4.
4. I'll go 4 as well. All right. This is an all or nothing bonus.
Okay.
You get a 15% bonus for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Does Cats have a positive portrayal of homosexuality? I would say not really, because it's nothing
really.
Like.
Really?
I don't think we can do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Tough break, Cats. Be gayer. Maybe in the sequel?
Cats mm-hmm. 2. They back at
Cats.
It.
They back at it.
Electric Boogaloo.
And then finally, -50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it will not be docked 50% of its points.
What is the movie All Cruising?
Right. Oh.
It's Nicole. A movie that came out in the early 80s, was it, or the late 70s?
80s.
80s. It starred Al Pacino as like a cop who goes undercover into like a gay leather like S&M scene to like find a serial killer.
Sounds
it
wild.
Is a very controversial movie. I think it ends with a big fisting scene.
I got to watch it. What's it called? Cruising?
Cruising. No G.
Okay.
All right, so, Nicole, out of a total possible 2,804.45 points, Cats has scored 2,199.45, giving it a 78.43%, making it the third gayest movie ever.
Yay!
Not as gay as Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born, but gayer than Funny Girl.
I love it.
Wow.
I picked a real gay movie. What a treat.
You did. A real gay movie.
Who would have guessed it?
Four
of the 5 are musicals in our top 5.
Well, musicals
which makes
are inherently
sense.
Gay.
Yeah, they're pretty gay.
Yes.
Have you done Hairspray yet?
Not yet.
We have a neither version.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which version?
Both, we haven't done any John Waters yet.
Oh, wow. You got to get into Hairspray.
Yeah.
I love
it. The original is so good, and then the newer one is so good for different reasons.
Yes.
Like, not good reasons, but, like, you're just like, man, John Travolta, this is nuts.
What are you doing?
What is this choice?
But sometimes when I want a burst of energy, I listen to the You Can't Stop the Beat song.
Oh, it's so
right?
good.
It's so, like, it
it's
keeps
a,
building
It's the perfect
and
treadmill
hiding,
song.
And it's like, ugh,
I also
it's
really
great.
Love Good Morning Baltimore. It's maybe one of my favorite mm-hmm. songs. It's so upbeat.
Right?
It's so optimistic.
It is.
It's like an edgier Belle in Beauty and the
Beast. Edgier and fatter.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for doing this. It's been
thank
a
you
treat
for
and a dream,
me.
As you would say.
Yeah, such a delight.
It was a real treat.
Is there anything you would like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Well, you can watch Nailed It on Netflix. I've got other podcasts called Why Won't You Date Me, Best Friends, Drag Her, Newcomers, and 90 Day Bay. I'm tired. I also have a book coming out in June 2nd.
Ooh.
It's called Hashtag Very Fat, Very Brave, The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down in the Dumps Weeping Fat Girl in a Bikini. It is... It's a long title because the original title had suicide in it, the word suicide, and they're like, you can't do that. So, like, and I was like, oh, I can't? Great. Then it's going to be the longest title that you've never wanted to hear. But, you know, who's suffering? Me! But yeah, that's well out done. June 2nd.
Oh, I'm excited.
That's awesome. So exciting.
Yay!
Great. So,
all right.
We'll be right back. We're back.
Oh, that Nicole Byer, what a delight.
She's the best. Absolutely. So many podcasts that she made time for us.
Oh, so nice. So nice of her.
So nice.
And if I was making time. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to say, I was happy to revisit Cats. I'd say it's unfairly maligned.
Yeah, I wish they had been. I agree. I think, like, the way people hated it was just kind of like, this is pretty basic. It was like boring attacks on it that people were making.
Yeah.
I wish they had just...
I'd rather look at something crazy that I've never seen before than something I've seen a million times.
Something that's, you know, like, a boring,
like,
formula.
I love the Marvel movies, but you kind of know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, like, I do think that, like, not that it would have been better or made more sense, but they tried to, like, they made a lot of choices from the stage musical to the movie that, like, I understand why they did it, even though I think, like, it didn't work. Like, we talked about earlier. Like, that white cat, Victoria... Sure. That character is in the musical, but she's not that character. Like, in the musical, you're just, like, you're all the cats. Like, you don't have, like, a character that takes you into the world.
There's not a protagonist.
There's no. I mean, it's just Grisabella, yeah, as much as anyone is. But it was just more of, like, here's a bunch of numbers. It was more of, like, a variety show, and I think it was just, like, more fun that way.
Great.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What was the act break?
It was after... It was
in
where...
the show. Do you remember?
The new... It was after the Jellicle Ball, they had that little Grisabella reprise. In the movie, they have that new song, Beautiful Ghost, which is kind of meh. That would happen when intermission is.
Yeah.
So then it comes back with them with Old Deuteronomy singing about the moment of happiness, and then it goes to Gus, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. Right. Speaking of a whole bunch of other stuff, we got some fun reviews. This first, how'd you like that segue? We got one from, I think it's Icy Hot, as in like, Icy Hote, as in couture. They write, 5 stars, can't get enough. The chemistry is electric between John, Mark, and that spreadsheet. Two of my favorite episodes are Suspiria and Showgirls, but all of the rest are delicious, too. So happy the show has resurrected post-coronavirus. Thank you, Icy Hote. Next we have from Bearded Spectacles, I love the new scoring system. It says, you're both such fun. I love Mark's responses. 60. Just listen to A Star Is Born. Love the system changes. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Bearded Spectacles.
People seem pretty happy with the scoring system. I think it's working.
I think so, too. I think people are happy that it's not just the same movie over and over and over again, you know?
Yeah. And, like, we're still getting, like, if every movie was scoring, like, in the top five, I'd be worried.
But we had
Windows is, like, 44.96. So I feel like, all right, that kind of, like, that in some ways, that's very reassuring.
Yes, exactly. we also have an email from Andrew Del Monte, I guess. Should we not say his name? I don't know. Too late. And he writes, as another cis straight male Vancouverite who found your podcast via John Gabris, I had to chime in that it's also one of my favorites, and I always have a blast listening. He says, I wonder if this is a trend worth exploring. And then he goes on to tell us about this writer named Robin Wood, and he writes, he's a critic who wrote a lot about Cruising, and he recommends that we check that out. It's from a book called Hollywood, From Vietnam to Reagan. So he says very interesting stuff. And he also has a lot of interesting stuff about the gay subtext of Hitchcock's films. So that is worth checking out.
Rope.
So thank you, Andrew. Yeah, Rope. It's not a lot of subtext in Rope.
No, they're pretty much
just like, this is what's happening.
This is what's happening. They're gay and they're killers.
Know. Right.
Birds. Well, thank you, Andrew. Birds are gay.
Oh. Yeah, a whole bunch of birds be like, hey, lady, fix your hair. that's it. That's what we got.
Well, yeah, let us know. Keep us letting us know. Like, we might see Cruising sooner than later.
Yeah.
But we'll have to pick another movie to put in that Cruising slot.
Yeah, to take over the Cruising slot.
So if you got a suggestion for that, let us know. let us know what you'd want to see in a Patreon. We're talking about probably reviewing new movies mm-hmm. on their
or maybe
franchises.
Doing like a franchise, like a full franchise.
All
or,
sorts of know. Things.
Yeah. We're just, it's just a in the development phase. So just like, you know, get in there. Be part of it.
It's being developed as we
yes,
speak.
Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of executives
let your notes be heard.
Involved.
Yep. You can send all of your notes to us on Gmail at 20queens at twooldqueens@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 2oldqueens, T-W-O, old queens.
Yeah.
And also follow me on Letterboxd, and I keep the list updated of all the current rankings.
Yep. So,
and that's it for, we'll see. We don't know what
movie
we're
next
doing
week,
next
but it's
week.
Going to be a musical, and you're going to
love
it. I'm
so sorry. But it'll be a musical. Yes. There's two more musicals mm-hmm. coming.
All right. All righty.
All right. Goodbye.
Watch me. It's so easy to leave me all alone with a memory. Da, 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 da.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Connie Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.